Okay, so let's get on with the next and last part of the lesson for today.
好，我们来今天晚上最后一段的课程。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 to 13, the context is the Bema Seat. This is the judgment for believers in heaven after the rapture.
好，我们要知道哈，就是在哥林多前书三章十一节到十五节，这边所提到的所有的事情，是在告诉我们，当我们基督徒被提到天堂的时候，我们将会得到一个被评估，在评估宝座前会被评估的状态。
Some Bible translations, and even some people when they're teaching, they might use the word judgment, but judgment is not the correct word to use here.
有一些翻那个圣经的翻译学者，他们把它翻成这个审判宝座，其实这是错误的，因为我们已经是基督徒，我们只是被评估。
Yeah, and we use the word evaluation, which is probably the most correct word, but you have to remember the evaluation doesn't actually happen at that place. We're seeing the results of the evaluation, not the evaluation itself.
那但是呢，讲评估宝座哈，他在这个时候，我们被提的时候，到评估宝座前，并不是那个时候才来评估我们，其实是那个时候让我们看到我们被评估的成绩。
See, in the human realm, an evaluation might take place. For example, somebody is going to do a music exam. And so they have to go in front of the music judges, and they have to play their piece, and then at that time the judges are writing down the scores, and then at the end they give you a score. So it's all happening at the same time.
就是有些人会想象的那个评估宝座，有点像是你去，比如说你去考音乐系，你要到那个评审面前要弹一首曲子，然后过程中那些评审们就给你一个分数，所以他等于是说在你的被考核跟被给分是几乎在差不多的同一个时间。
Yeah, but in terms of the evaluation of the Christian life, you have to realize God knew the outcome billions of years ago because of his omniscience. He saw everything. He's already evaluated you billions of years ago.
But we were being evaluated during the whole time we are living on the...
That's right, but God has already made his decision whether you are good or not, really. That happened billions of years ago. In God's mind, the evaluation has always taken place.
但是在神的脑中呢，其实在整个我们人生的过程中，我们所有的这个被评估，其实是在神的脑中都已经完成了。
Yeah, and again, when you get to the evaluation throne, you're seeing or hearing, you're hearing the results of the evaluation of the decisions that you made in your life.
当我们到评估宝座前的那一刻呢，其实是从神的口中，我们会听到他对我们这一生的一个评估的一个，就是他的评审的一个结果。
But the results are going to be results really of your Christian life. See, before you were Christian, you weren't producing anything spiritually. You cannot produce spiritual fruit until you become a Christian.
而我们被评估的是我们成为基督徒以后的日子的那个人生，因为在我们成为基督徒以前，我们不可能结任何圣灵的果实，因为我们根本就没有圣灵。
So the gold and the silver and the precious stones has to relate to everything you've produced from the filling of the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God. That's the two powers of the spiritual life.
而我们在成为基督徒以后被评估的呢，则是我们被圣灵充满，以及我们所研读神的话语，这两个最有圣灵的力量的事情，在我们身上所发生的状况。
And a lot of pastors I know, they like to emphasize the Christian works or the Christian service that you do in a church. And they say, well, now you're bearing fruit for Jesus Christ. But actually, spiritual fruit is any time you make a decision.Based on your understanding of God's plan, correctly motivated, that means you loved God, you did it because you loved God, and again with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
好，很多的牧师呢，喜欢跟基督徒说，你在为神做工的时候，你就在产生圣灵的果实。但其实不是这样哦，是任何时候，当我们一个基督徒下一个决定，而这个决定呢，是不是与神 的话语，神要我们做的，还有圣灵充满有关，这个时候这个下的这个决定就已经决定了我们有没有产生圣灵的果实。
A student that studies hard on their test or for their exam because they want to glorify God, that's spiritual fruit.
当一个学生很认真的研读神的话语或做一个考试、
yeah, because they want to glorify God.
因为他们想要荣耀神，那这就是一个圣灵的果实。
A wife that obeys her husband. The husband might be a real tyrant, but she obeys the husband because she knows that's pleasing to the Lord. So she's getting fruit.
那一个太太呢，非常非常的顺服于她的先生，即使这个先生非常的专制的一个先生，但这个太太都还是顺服于他，他知道因为这是神他要他做的，所以他就是在结圣灵的果实。
Okay, you have a businessman that's very faithful in paying their taxes, even though the government might be oppressing them with unfair taxes, but they continue to pay the taxes because that's the right thing to do, and they're doing it unto the Lord.
而一个生意人，一个商人呢，他很认真，很忠实的去付他该付的税金，即使也许那个国家有一个非常不合理的税法，但是这个商人他都愿意乖乖的去付，那他下的这个决定就是要好好付税的这个决定也是一样，他是顺服了神给他的指导，而他就结了圣灵的果实。
Yeah, notice that all of those acts are things that maybe nobody else knows your thought processes. Nobody knows what you're doing. And that doesn't matter. This is like invisible, an invisible act of your Christian faith.
所以呢，任何人呢，他可能脑子里面有很多很多状况，别人其实是不知道的，但是你能够在你脑中所想的都是如神所教导的，那你就是对神信实，你也一样在结圣灵的果实。
Yeah, so that's the concept of the invisible hero, which I sort of mentioned about the movie, which I hope you get to see before Sunday. I posted about the movie The Hidden Life. That was your homework.
这也就是上个礼拜天Tim 特别要求我们在下礼拜天之前呢要看的一部电影当做家庭作业，叫做《隐藏的生活》这部片子在讲的事情。
And just to give you a quick rundown, though, that the main person in that movie, which is actually a true story, he was always told by people that were pressuring him, saying, nobody cares what you're doing. It doesn't make a difference, whatever decision you make. Nobody's going to know you.But he was playing the role of the invisible hero.
这个隐藏的生活呢，在谈的是一个应该说被隐藏了的英雄。他呢做了很多的决定，很多的朋友都跟他讲说，你不必这样，因为没有人知道，没有人会在意你做的是不是符合神的心意。但是他还是决定要按照神的意思去做。
And these people were basically saying to him, this decision that you're making here, that they were trying to convince him he was wrong, it means nothing. But actually, it meant a lot. It was very important.
就是那些朋友们呢，都告诉他说，你坚持的这些事情根本没有意义，没有人会知道，没有必要。虽然这是好像圣经上都教我们要如此做，但你何必如此坚持？它不重要。那些朋友都拼命这样讲，可是实际上呢，非常重要。
Yeah, it's actually very similar to what Job, we've seen the story of Job, what Job's wife was saying to Job, and then later on his friends as well. They said, so as you're watching the movie, you need to consider what Job was going through as well.
所以这个电影才讲的这个是一个事实，是一个真实的故事哦。你就可以把它比较跟当时约伯记里面约伯的太太对他所说的，还有约伯的朋友对他所说的，他们其实都是在那个状态啊。所以我们在看这个电影的时候，要去回想约伯他在面对的状态。
Now on the other hand, you have these what's called wood, hay, and stubble here, and these are things which could be obvious. They let off a lot of smoke, but there's no meaning, there's no value to those works.
之后呢，我们在讲这个木头啊、草啊，或者是干草啊这些东西，这个东西被烧了以后，就像就变成烟了，就完全什么都没有了。
And to use an example from the church again, you often what we talk about is Christian works, especially when the pastor might say to the new believers, if you want to really please God, you've got to go out and talk to the unbelievers and give out Bible tracts, and you've got to attend prayer meetings, and you've got to do all of these Christian service acts.
这个就要怎么举例呢？就像那些教会里面常常会碰到基督徒，就说啊，你一定要到外面去传福音啊，见到谁都要给他一些小册子啊，你一定要很努力的散布这个基督是救主的这个讯息啊，这些所谓的这个基督徒该做的事工。
They'll tell you this is your purpose for life is to get out and tell other people about Jesus Christ.
就是那些教会会人士会说，这就是你。一个基督徒该有的事工，你一定要告诉别人耶稣基督的事。
Well, telling people about Jesus Christ, and that's from your ambassadorship, is just a very small part of your Christian life, really.
但其实呢，去宣扬耶稣基督在我们的人生，只是一件非常小的事情。
And you should never be forced or coerced into doing things like telling people about Jesus if you don't want to.
你绝对呢不必啊，以为这是什么大不了的事情，要随时告诉人家耶稣基督是你好像生命中唯一的重要事件。
Especially as a new believer, when you don't really understand salvation, you don't understand eternal security, you don't understand how Christ was able to take this punishment for your sins, you need to really understand the Word of God clearly before you can present the gospel clearly.
如果你是一个新生的基督徒，你根本都还自己可能都还搞不清楚救恩是什么，什么永生是什么，好，然后耶稣为我们所承担的罪是什么，你都不太了解，那你拼命去宣传福音，这好像也不是很对吧？
And that's the experience I had when I first was a new Christian. You know, I had no idea about the spiritual life, but other Christians said, "Oh, Tim, you got to go out there, tell people about Jesus, and God will bless you."
这就是听他当年刚刚成为基督徒的时候，就有很多的这个教会的人跟他说啊 ，Tim， 你一定要出去，赶快去告诉大家耶稣基督有多重要啊！你这就是你成为基督徒最重要该做的事。
And so we were very busy. I had a very active, very enthusiastic Bible group which I was involved with at one time, and we're always going out to the parks and evangelizing and always praying for people. And but I thought that was the right thing to do because that's what I was told.
而他在刚成为基督徒的时候，他刚好就是有一个群非常热情的基督徒的，他就参加这样的一个小组，所以他们这个小组一天到晚就到公园里面去发传单啊，去为大家祷告啊，然后去这个传达福音啊，他就以为这样做才是基督徒该有的属灵生命。
But after I started to learn doctrine, this is after I left that church actually, and I was learning doctrine, I realized for one thing, we were never teaching the gospel properly. It was always like a works-based gospel. And the other thing was that we were never filled with the Holy Spirit, because I'd never been taught how to name my sins properly.
然后等到他终于离开了这个教会，他到了之后才开始有机会学习圣经教义，他才发现他其实过去从来没有被好好教导圣经的教义是什么，而且他甚至不知道应该要对神认罪才能圣灵充满，他完全不懂这些。
And I never really had the right motivation. I wasn't doing it because I really loved God or because I loved these people that I was telling the gospel to. The reason I did it was because I was told to do it and I wanted to please the people in my group.
而且他才发现呢，他所有的这个传福音完全是错误的动机，因为他并不是因为爱神而去传福音，也不是因为爱那些人而去传福音，他只是为了要让他那个团队里面的人高兴，所以他去传福音，所以那整个动机就是错的。
And I like that feeling of what they called fellowship. You know, I had a lot of friends and everybody was nice to me and it was a sort of a happy environment.
然后他之所以这样做是因为他喜欢那个群小组一起互相合作的感觉，然后他希望那些人喜欢他，然后他也很喜欢那些人，他是喜欢这种一个群体的感觉而已。
But sometimes if I didn't turn up, then they'd be calling me up and saying, you know, Tim, where are you? Or where were you last week?
然后有的时候他比如说突然没参加小组的话，马上小组的人就会打电话说啊，你 Tim 你在哪里啊，什么今天你没来啊，他就受到很多的关注。
But the thing was, I know in hindsight, which means looking back, that I wasn't producing any spiritual fruit.
就发现就是在当他在跟那个小组、那个旧友的教会在一起的时候，他其实并没有产生任何的属灵的果子。
Even though people in the church would, you know, pat me on the back, some of these elder people in the church, senior Christians, I'd say, oh, you're doing a good job, Tim, and you're really growing spiritually. But in the eyes of God, I know that I wasn't. Now when I can understand what the situation was.
所以在那个时候呢 他虽然常常被这个比较资深的基督徒啊赞美说啊这个 Tim 啊你真的是结了好多圣灵的果实啊真的在灵属灵生命很有成长。但实际上他从现在回头看那个时候是完全走错了方向。
And those acts that I was doing, that time that I was spending doing those things, that is what the Bible calls here wood, hay, and stubble, meaningless works.
所以当时他所做的所有的事情在他的属灵生命来说就是产生了一些草啊木啊和 干草一样的毫无意义的东西。
Now, don't get me wrong here, in terms of the Word of God, see, sometimes if we'd be giving out the gospel message, and we'd never give a clear gospel, but sometimes we'd be teaching like John 3:16. That word that we would say, that is alive and powerful, and the Holy Spirit can use that in the minds of the people that hear it.
但是不要误会哦，当他们在那个时候呢，做的很多传福音的工作，包括把约翰福音三章十六节哈。这样传出去，圣灵当我们就是提供我们提供这个讯息，有关耶稣基督的讯息，耶稣基督是救主的讯息，圣灵是会在那些听到的人的心中做工，所以他还是有用的。
It says in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, My word will go out, and it will not come back to me in vain, which means it won't be wasted if my word is used.And my word is heard and believed. It's not wasted.
以赛亚书55章11节里面有讲到，就是我们所说出的福音的字，绝对不会是无意义消散的，它是会被听到，而且是会有作用的。
Okay, and we know that the word of God is alive and powerful.
因为我们知道神的话语是有生命，而且是有力量的。
But for a Christian that goes out and they're doing something not with the Holy Spirit and they're not correctly motivated, there's no benefit to them. For that Christian, he's not going to get any spiritual fruit.
但是呢，今天呢，一个没有对的动机，也不理解属灵生命的一个基督徒，把这样的话语传递出去，对对方也许是有用的，但是对他自己是没有用的，是不会产生任何的圣灵果实的。
And it says in the beginning of this chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul mentions, if a Christian is doing something and he's doing it without love, and this means love for God, and also a love for his fellow humans, he is nothing and his works are nothing.
保罗在哥林多前书的第三章所说的，如果一个基督徒他所做的是不是出于爱，这个爱是指的对神的爱，他如果不是出于爱，他的所有所作所为全部没有意义。
Okay, but this will be shown on the day. So you get a lot of believers, including yourselves, I think, and you're doing these Christian, what you call these Christian acts. But are they true Christian acts? Well, this day, the Bema judgment seat will show to you whether you were really doing things correctly motivated. Did you have love when you did them? Were you filled with the Holy Spirit? And this will be proven on that day.
所以呢，在我们在这个所谓评估宝座前，当我们站在那里的时候，你就会很清楚，神就会很让我们很清楚，我们过去所作所为有没有一个正确的动机，我们所作所为是不是出于爱。
Okay, now we need to continue on the subject a little bit more because it's very important you understand this properly. So we'll finish this off on Sunday, I think.
好，我们这个主题是非常非常重要的，所以 Tim 会希望我们完全完全透彻的明白明了这个真正的这个所谓评估宝座的它的一个原则。那所以我们这个主题将在礼拜天继续把它讲得更清楚。
Okay, so Sunday's class is From 2:30 to 5 o'clock.
好，礼拜天的课程是下午两点半到五点。
Okay, so maybe I'll see you there.
所以希望能够见到大家。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for your word, which is alive and powerful to us.
感谢天父给我们你的话语，因为你的话语是如此的有生命力。
We pray that as we can understand more about your plan for our lives, that we can be a spiritual fruit for you.
那我们要祈求我们所有的属灵生命是非常非常能够结到圣灵的果实。
Knowing that it's nothing that we do except just to be obedient to your word and apply the things that you've taught to us.
而我们也要懂得我们的生活就是必须要顺服，而且要根据你的计划。
Okay, so we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.